is, it's good feeling. It functions well. It's larger than I want it to be. It's,
All right, so taking that, I have a well-functioning body. That's downstream, isn't it? I have a well-functioning body that is serving me very well. I like my stamina. I like my vitality. I have a good-feeling body. I was blessed with a hearty body. That's all downstream, isn't it?
I feel strong. I mean, my back is strong. My arms are strong. Like, I'm strong. That's why I just get so down when I...
Now, but that was very good. I'm strong. I feel good. I'm hearty. I'm strong, but I get so down.
What?
Well, that's
working
all right.
Working with that equipment, yeah. Working with that equipment just that once and then manifesting the not feeling.
But don't
feeling
lose
well.
Sight of what we're doing here. You see, we're not asking you for
an... Yeah, I'm justifying.
We're not asking you for an accurate historical documentation of your life experience.
Okay.
All we're talking about is a way that you might ramble that gets you pointed downstream, because we have the advantage of seeing you over here where you want to be, and we want to say to you that the thoughts that you're thinking about this are what are keeping you from this manifestation, not anything that you're doing. So now make an effort to make some statements that have previously been upstream resistant statements that give you a feeling of relief. That's how you know you've let go of the oars and the stream is turning you.
I know it's possible to have this body that I'm dreaming of.
All right, now that seems like it should be a good statement. I know it's possible, but think about what we've been talking about all day here today, that there's this stream, and it's moving toward something that you want. And there's no question about what you want being there, and the stream is moving toward it. So you're wanting to say something to yourself that gives you enough relief that you're no longer pointed upstream. And sometimes saying, I know I can do it, I know I can do it, points you right upstream. Because it's like, I know I can do it, then why haven't I been doing it? I know I can do it. I'm determined, I'm going to make it happen. Sort of like I'm going to heal something. So just keep focusing for a minute. You'll all feel it when she hits it. Just keep focusing for a minute and remember that if the stream is what we say it is, and if what you want is over there waiting for you where it is, then what's the big deal about just letting go and flowing with it? We know what it is for most of you. Most of you don't know the power of alignment, because most of you, as you said when you sat down, have scattered thoughts, so you have not allowed yourself the benefit of alignment. And most of you have done most everything that you are doing from your place of somewhat misalignment, and so you've given yourself the distorted view that everything is harder than it really is. Because you're doing almost everything that you're doing, whether it's earning money or whether it's building a relationship or whether it's doing something about your body. Most all of you are doing almost everything that you're doing with enough level of vibrational resistance that it makes you feel like you have to offer more action. But when you offer the action, it still doesn't net you the results, which gives you the conclusion that you must not be trying hard enough. You must not be offering enough action. And we say, in every case, we would like to say to all of you, you are offering far more action than is necessary or than is wanted. You are putting your emphasis on your action instead of on your alignment. We could spend less time with you here, and perhaps we will, than you would spend in learning how to do Quicken on your computer, and you could get yourself in alignment relative to this subject. So now let's just stay with it and remember what your objective is. Your objective isn't to explain where you are or to explain how long you've been there. Your objective isn't even to tell us what you want in great detail and clarity. Your objective is to focus upon the subject of your body and give yourself the simple pleasure of a feeling of soft relief from wherever you are. Soft relief.
Words were occurring to me. I'm looking forward to the time.
That's all right, too, but think about this. When I'm looking forward to something, I'm at the same time acknowledging that I'm not there yet. Isn't that interesting? I want to be somewhere I'm not. And even though you're smiling and using positive words, oh, won't it be nice when I'm slender and small? And we say, but you're looking for relief right now, right now. In other words, you're not all of a sudden, as you're looking at a condition that you would like to be different, can you feel how you're sort of setting yourself up for trouble?